Hey, that was music from the band X, and a tune called Another Time from the Wild Gift album. Before that, we had Run On from 7-inch, a tune called Miscalculation. And before that, the Melvins did Goggles from the album Stag. The Insect from a 7-inch EP of theirs did No Next Time. Guzzard did Ditch Diggers 2. From the Get a Witness album. The Stooges before that with Loose from their 1970 release Funhouse. And Lard did two tunes, Fork Boy and Pineapple Face from The Last Temptation of Reed. Pop Defect Radio, a couple tracks in there. Condoleezza from the War Continues compilation. Brainiac did Cookie Doesn't Sing from Dope Guns Frapping in the Streets, Volumes 8 through 11 compilation. I think that's Amphetamine Reptile Records. Unseen did Weapons of Mass Destruction. The Mercury Players before that with Sprag from a split 7-inch on Big Yucky Records. And we started with Cheap Sex and Dick Cheney. Okay, I feel better now. This is 40 Acres in Colonial. I could lay the weather on you real quick, but I'm going to have to reach on. And you're tuned. 40 Acres at a Clone Mule Friday afternoon soundtrack to the Bush era. Yeah,
and that is
that guy.
Slit throats of women on airplanes in order to achieve an objective that is beyond comprehension.
Hit me.
Yeah. 40 Acres.
I'm campaigning in Chicago, and somebody asked me, is there ever any time where the budget might have to go into deficit? I said, only if we were at war or had a national emergency or in recession. Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
To get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. To get up and get down.
Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta. Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta. Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
To get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. To get up and get down. 911 is joking your town.
Somebody floats a rumor and then it causes you to ask a question.
Because people have got to know.
America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world.
To get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. To get up and get down. 911 is joking your town.
There's an old saying in Tennessee.
Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta. Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta. Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
To get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. To get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. To get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. To get up and get down.
Fool me, can't get fooled again.
Because people have got to know.
It fool me, can't get fooled again.
Because people have got to know.
Ha ha ha!
we reach them.
When America uses force in the world, President George W. Bush can destroy you. President George W. Bush can destroy you to serve the values of violence.
Abu Sayyaf.
And President George W. Bush.
Abu Sayyaf.
can destroy you.
Abu Sayyaf.
Always seeing the tunnel.
Abu Sayyaf.
At the end of the light.
Abu Sayyaf.
And that is still our goal.
Abu Sayyaf.
Poverty. Imprisonment.
Abu Sayyaf.
Addiction. And despair.
Abu Sayyaf.
The politics
Abu
of fear.
Abu Sayyaf.
Corporations are responsible to lead this nation.
Abu Sayyaf.
To all nations.
Abu Sayyaf.
This is my solemn pledge.
Abu Sayyaf.
Destroy you.
Abu Sayyaf.
This administration. Commander-in-Chief.
Abu
the
Sayyaf.
Artist of violence.
Abu Sayyaf.
George W. Can destroy you.
Abu Sayyaf.
Can destroy you.
Abu Sayyaf.
A couple years ago, I visited this juvenile jail. Keep the promise of conservative ideas. This administration had its chance. They have not led.
The drugs promise peace.
We will party tonight.
Spend money without
the philosophy of the stop sign.
Subsidize failure
this fall.
Surely.
George W. Threats to our health and a surplus of conservative values.
Tax cuts, partisan divide, and
President George W. Bush is always downhill.
He talks about numbers.
Always seeing the tunnel at the end of the light.
He's spending the $2,000 on your behalf. He's on the first game. Pipelines to move natural gas throughout the hemisphere.
Sounds like the vice president got very right many times tonight.
For somebody who's got no credibility on the issue.
Comandante Celso Solano, and I'm reporting for duty.
Comandante Revolution, the database is dissolution. In the jungle, Chacha Solano, in Cuba, Libre, Celso, Pinabano, Sidra, Manimo, Marraza, Guachayo, Pac Solano, en la casa. I'm gonna beat myself a guerrillera. Y morena, once pa' delante. Prender your service to your comandante. Cause I wanna get a booty. To serve the call of duty. So come on and shake my money. And you're the army of Solano.
It is the saint of our times, is said. President George W. Bush.
He's a dangerous man.
Can destroy you. President George W. Bush
with dangerous weapons, man.
Can destroy you. President George W. Bush.
He's a dangerous man.
Can destroy you. President George W. Bush
with dangerous weapons, man.
Can destroy you. President George W. Bush.
He's a dangerous man.
Can destroy you. President George W. Bush
with dangerous weapons.
Can destroy you. President George W. Bush.
He's a dangerous man.
Can destroy you. President George W. Bush.
With dangerous weapons.
Can destroy you.
Abu. Abu Sayyaf.
I can destroy you.
So if you're looking for emotional satisfaction, my advice to you is seek professional help.
What's happening? I think you broke the spiral. You broke the president.
One nation under God has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite links are United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is a reason why less
than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Socialism means un-American, and apartheid is a new headache remedy. Absorbed in this world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV is a stomping ground for political candidates, where bears in the woods are chased by Grecian foremen and bald eagles. TV is mechanized politics, remote control over the masses, co-sponsored by environmentally safe gases. Watch for the PBS special. It's a perpetuation of the two-party system, where image takes precedence over wisdom, where soundbite politics are served to the fast food culture, where straight teeth in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. Race baiting is the way to get selected. Will he Horton or will he not get elected on television? The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address where you can mail your tithe offering or gift of love.
Okay, got the idea? All right, well, let's concentrate.
We're living on television. TV, is it the reflector or the director? Does it imitate us or do we imitate it? Because a child watches 1,500 murders before he's 12 years old. And then we wonder why we created a Jason generation that learns to laugh rather than abhor the horror. TV is a place where armchair generals and quarterbacks can experience firsthand the excitement of video warfare as the theme song is sung in the background. Sugar-sweet sitcoms that leave us with a bad actor taste, while pop stars metamorphosize into soda pop stars. You saw the video, you heard the soundtrack. Well, now go buy the soft drink. Well, the only cola that I support would be a Union COLA cost of living allowance on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. Back again, new and improved. We return to our irregularly programmed schedule, hidden cleverly between heavy-breasted beer and car commercials. CNN, ESPN, ABC, BCB, TNT, but mostly BS, where oxymoronic language like virtually spotless, fresh, frozen, light yet filling, and military intelligence have become standard. TV is a place where phrases are redefined, like recession to necessary downturn, crude oil on a beach to moose, civilian death to collateral damages, and being killed by your own army is now called friendly fire. TV is a place where the pursuit of happiness has become the pursuit of trivia, where toothpaste and cars have become sex objects, where imagination is sucked out of children by a cathode ray nipple. TV is the only wet nurse that would create a cripple. Television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance, feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
Better living through television. Okay, got the idea?
Cable is America's choice. Good evening. Danger. War. Killer.
That was the Disposable Heroes of the Hypocrisy Television, the Drug of the Nation mono mix from Hypocrisy is Our Greatest Luxury. Before that, GWB and 37 with Death of Democracy. And then we had a weird GWB mix. I can't even tell you what was in that. You know, sometimes it works that way. 40 Acres, Clone Mule, Cowboy, FM Moscow.